you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
Afternoons on the Score.
Have to celebrate wins. I mean, you celebrate wins, and then you go home and you move on to the next day, but you always celebrate the wins. Yeah, just we got to win games. I mean, you try to stack up wins, and we got to keep doing that. We haven't been doing a good job of that, so just stacking up wins is a good deal.
Going into game two of that Giants series, Cubs have lost 30 of their last 47 games. Now two wins in a row. Look at that. Huh? Yeah, there you go. Speaks and Ryan McGuffey right here on 670 The Score. The Cubs are right there along with a million other teams for possible wild card position. How about the Mets coming to town, Guff? And all the talk before the year and during the first couple months of the year was, you know, the Mets will be a seller, Cubs will be a buyer, and here we are. Who's the buyer? Who's the seller? Are they in exactly the same place or what? They're both three games under 500.
I think they're both in the, we don't know. I think they're both, if I were predicting, I'd say both are more likely to buy than have one go sell. I mean, the Met, if one's selling, it's definitely the Mets.
Yeah, right. But it's crazy because I've thought of the Mets as a seller, but here they are. They just rattled off seven in a row.
That market, though, that owner.
I know.
I mean, everyone's going to talk about last year and just go, just get in. Just got to get it. Got to be the Arizona Diamondbacks. Got to be the Texas Rangers. What were they? 5 and 6 seeds that bet in the World Series.
If the Rangers,
4 and 5.
Yeah, Rangers don't win their last game of the year. They don't even make the playoffs.
Right. So like everyone's referring. That's the model. It's like we just get there. It's a grind, and then once you get in, mm-hmm. and get hot at the right time. So with an owner that's frugal and desperate, I love that. At the same time, it can be very costly.
Got a new baseball boss that he hired.
Got a new baseball, a good one.
A good one. He's the efficiency guy from Milwaukee, Andrew Friedman was the efficiency guy from Tampa going to the Dodgers.
I could see the Mets buying and selling. I could see them buying and selling.
Trying to do that needle thread thing.
It's a scary place to be, but I think you could probably, you might be able to do one while doing the other. I don't think you can trade three and buy three. It's got to be like sell one, buy five or something like that.
I'm having trouble, frankly, processing the baseball thoughts for the Cubs in this particular moment because you're not at the deadline yet. They're not to the point where they're feeling desperate enough to do some crazy stuff roster-wise, either be aggressive and go make a trade. Jed Hoyer talking about that again today in The Athletic and talking about, you know, how much it costs to be aggressive on the front end. They have some kids in the minors they're not bringing up. And Craig Counsell just told us the other day, said, quote, we're not there yet,
right,
unquote, in terms of, and that's when I was asking about Owen Casey. I was asking about Michael Arias or Ethan Roberts in the minors. He said, we're not there yet. Well, when do you get there? And until then, what do you do? So, but I don't even know if Counsell believes that, because look what he did in the ninth inning the last 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, does Neris have an injury we don't know about after he just had said that he's getting stick with Hector Neris? That's his spot. Like, maybe there is. We don't know. But, like, he's trying to thread the needle as well. I mean, the trade deadline. I understand GMs are the ones who are selling, and let's be honest, there's four teams who are very clearly have a for sale sign up: the White Sox, the Marlins, the Rockies, the A's. Right?
I don't know, but how about the Angels? Where are we on the Angels? Who are 16 games back?
There. Yeah, the Angels. Maybe the Angels. Yeah,
I think the Angels should be there too.
Okay, fine. So, there's five teams.
Yeah,
that have for sale signs up. That's mm-hmm. it. Everything else. There's nobody else.
Boy, remember when the A's were actually showing you a little something?
Yeah, they've turned into the A's.
They have resumed being the A's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't live in a world that says you have to wait until the trade deadline, because that's another month plus that could, and maybe that's why they're doing it. Maybe they're, well, let's see. The last year, Like, oh, the Cubs were going to sell.
They waited.
They were going to sell.
They won 8 games in a row.
They had the players only meeting, and we're not doing this. Let's stay together and let's go.
Hold on. You're crediting the players only meeting. You're not crediting me and Elise Menaker and Mike Esposito on the call for Cubs Cardinals when they swept that weekend.
I mean,
on the radio call,
I was about to get to that landing spot, but it very clearly pissed you off.
Did you guys think that Guffey was going to get there? I didn't think he was going to get there.
Yeah, he would have given him an opportunity.
Thank you. My God. Hold on. It's sweaty in here as a Cubs 8th inning. Jesus. I mean, like, let's go. Like, you talk about a 2-game win streak. You were lathered after those 2 games after watching Jorge Soler hit a grand slam and 2 walks.
How do you spell his name again? J-O-R-G-E. Okay, good. I'm just checking. I'm just double checking on that. Yeah, I understand.
There's
Jorge Soler.
Yeah.
There's, like, what's the price for Michael Kopech?
I'm not interested from the Cubs' perspective.
You're out of your mind.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that guy well.
Yeah.
You're telling me that I should trust that person mentally, psychologically, in a meaningful game in September and October.
Yes.
Really?
And my choice is what you have right now? Is my choice what you have right now?
I should give up something for the opportunity to trust Michael Kopech.
In the 7th or 8th. I didn't say 9th.
No, you didn't.
But I just said as a piece.
Pressure comes in the 7th and the 8th in September and October, too.
I understand that.
What Kopech am I getting?
Motivated.
Okay, motivated is fine, but at what point, when I'm putting him in that game, where is he on what seems to be the cycle of, I just have to throw it right down the freaking heart of the plate, or no, I can hit the corners calmly. I can use my secondary stuff. I'm going to pop out of my shoes. I'm going to throw it 105 right down the middle of the plate. And then Mike Tauchman hits a walk-off. The equivalent of Mike Tauchman.
Right. And told you he's pretty much, knew exactly what was coming. Right.
Yeah. So where am I in that mental spin? Because I don't know where I'll be. That's why I'm not interested.
Okay. I don't think it would cost you very much to get somebody like him and I think he's got better stuff. I think
he does.
He's playing for a team that's 35 games under 500.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is the rare opportunity to actually know the person you're scouting.
Yeah.
It's a rare opportunity in town for us to know a possible trade target.
So
he freaks me out.
You're a starter, you're a reliever, you're a starter.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You're a reliever, a starter going into spring, and guess what? You're a reliever.
Yep.
The message has been mixed, and it's not Michael Kopech's fault all the time.
Oh, so now this is interesting, because we were talking about this the other day.
So maybe change of scenery with a full ballpark
and a
pennant race gives you different results from player. I think you're going to see that from a few of the guys over there. Nobody, like, let's be honest, like, when you show up to the park and you're playing for something bigger than yourself every day, that's different. Mm-hmm. And there hasn't been that. Michael Kopech's been doing... He's been told different messages. He's been doing preparing. He prepared in the offseason to be a starter.
I know. And look, they've mismanaged a lot of people over there, but I feel like that guy's issues are on that guy. In this particular relationship, knowing what we know and hearing what we hear and seeing what we see, I feel like it is on him. So while I admit that the toggle back and forth, starter, reliever, starter, like, what are you, is one thing. The other toggle is what I referenced there, of that psychological spin of, like, am I just going to fire it or am I going to pitch? Am I just going to fire it or am I going to pitch? And if anything, as a reliever, you're told just to fire it.
Right.
And that doesn't work because the fastball itself, while really hard and fast, doesn't move all that much sometimes. I mean, when he tries to give it that extra bit of kick.
I'm not. My intention was not to bogart this conversation to a Michael Kopech. Because I mean, even his role now is undefined. I mean, he was the closer, 2-inning guy, 1-inning guy. He's only going to be a 1-inning guy. Then he's going 2 innings the next night. Yeah. My point is, there are guys out there, Michael Kopech and others, yes, to be named.
Okay, yeah.
That I think
I'll put it back in my pants.
That I think are. Could be a better option right now. Certainly give your veterans, that offense seems to be coming around of late, mm-hmm, give those guys, like, give your starters who go six innings and then turn it over, and all of a sudden it's 6-1. You get Kyle Hendricks, the best Kyle Hendricks you've seen in 2 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's 6-1, and all of a sudden you're sweating again in the ninth. It's got to stop. It's insane. It feels like you're giving it away with a $230 million payroll. It's just, I don't think the Cubs are too good, have the capability to be too good
to not
to let this continue.
I understand. I have a hard time giving up a prospect of consequence for a lottery ticket in the bullpen right now for this team. So what I would do is go down on the farm. That's why I keep bringing up the kids. I keep talking about the AAA kids and giving them a chance, like real legit arms and different approaches that are down there.
I don't disagree with that. I don't know the option situation of everybody in your bullpen. So If you're in a DFA situation,
well, you didn't prepare for work today.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know Mark Leiter Jr.'s how many options he has left, but I do know
he's not going anywhere.
I do know I would consider all of them.
I wonder how many options Nick Madrigal has left.
Oh
yeah, we haven't even gotten there. There's a lot of places we can get.
I just don't,
as you bogart the conversation.
I just don't think that. Someone has to be the first guy to step up that's not named AJ Preller, because he seems to be the only guy that doesn't care about deadlines.
Yeah.
And you don't, and the San Diego Padres right now are the Chicago Cubs, staring at a half game back of the wild card, and they'll go get three or four relievers that you might think are available at a lower price in a month, and he'll go get them now.
AJ Preller.
Good luck.
He's a madman.
He is
outlier.
His ass is on the line.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to I've been asking for desperation at times on the south side for 6 weeks.
I think we might be seeing
it. For a year and a half.
I think we might be seeing it on the north side a little bit with the aggressiveness of giving Keegan Thompson a shot, giving Colton Brewer a shot in the ninth, and designating Yan Gomes for assignment. That's an OG. That's a guy they loved and a beloved teammate. And they're like, not good enough. Vamos, you know?
Yeah. And I was a big Yan Gomes. We needed a Yan Gomes signing on the White Sox.
Well, you could have him if you'd like.
Yeah,
670, the score is where you are. Let's talk to the former closer, the current media human, the always interesting Jonathan Papelbon. He joins us next right here on 670 The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.